Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Zubair Ansari, who is representing the Islamic Society of Baltimore. And Zubair is here today to talk to us about the Islamic Society and the various things that Muslims are doing in our community. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us about the Islamic Society of Baltimore?
Sure. The Islamic Society of Baltimore, which is known as ISB to a lot of folks in the community, has been around for many years. It opened in 1969, so next year we're actually celebrating our 50th anniversary, which we're very excited about.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. It was originally founded by medical students, believe it or not, and a lot of minorities in downtown Baltimore back in the 1960s that wanted a place to worship, and they chose, purchased a land right in the outskirts of Baltimore County, actually, right near Baltimore, the city. And in 1969, they formed a not-for-profit and were able to register it, and the community has grown. They went through a few what I would consider life cycles, where they developed a school. They were able to expand the property. And I think early congregants were probably in the tens, if not hundreds. Now we average anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people on select Fridays. Yeah. So it's been phenomenal growth.
That's wonderful.
Of all different nationalities and folks and languages. And people. So it's a very, it's definitely, and now it's an exciting time to be a part of ISB.
That's wonderful. What's your background and role there?
So I'm a board member for ISB. We were elected last year. We have a running constitution, and my role with the organization is property management. And under that purview, I essentially kind of take care of anything outside the doors of the organization, as well as we have a clinic that we run for free at no cost to anyone of any background or race or any gender. And so I manage our healthcare clinic and parking, safety, and security. So kind of that is my responsibility for the organization.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Healthcare clinic, please tell us.
Sure. So we've had a healthcare clinic for, I would say, more than 25 years.
Oh.
We have physicians that come in three nights a week. We're in the process of evaluating and actually expanding that due to demand.
Wonderful.
We see on average 15 to 25 patients a night with no cost to a patient or their family member. And this is all services that are provided free from ISB and the physician groups that we have there. And we even take in residents and professional students that are kind of close to graduation.
Uh-huh.
They want to, earn some hours to help volunteer.
Intern.
Yeah, exactly. The intern.
Yeah.
We do have paid staff there. So ISB absorbs the cost for overhead expenses. And every year, the clinic, we are a part of a larger free health fair. And it usually occurs around December, like the winter time. So the ISB clinic is a huge sponsor for that event.
That's wonderful. Where is it located?
ISB is located at 6631 Johnny Cake Road in Baltimore, Maryland. The clinic is part of the congregation right outside the main entrance. And we have our hours of service are on Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays.
And Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays.
Correct. And alternate Fridays. We provide. So we're technically open 3 or 4 days, depending on the week in the month. So we're very excited about that. And as we add more providers, because our patients have asked for different specialties. So we're now in the process of trying to get some more physicians who want to help out and volunteer. So if folks are interested, they can contact ISB. At any time. And
What's a good number?
The best number to contact is 410-747-4869.
And on the web?
And on the website, it's www.isbforbaltimore.org.
Wonderful. Boy, what a great community service that is. My goodness, you folks definitely are to be commended. That's a wonderful ministry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I know the Islamic Society is doing a lot of other different things.
Absolutely. I mean, there isn't a weekend where we aren't doing an activity or an event.
Mm-hmm.
On a regular basis, we have a green team that focuses on green initiatives throughout the organization. We've adopted Johnny Cake Road. So, you know, twice a month, you'll see our green team out picking up, you know, trash and litter and recycling. We're trying to promote more, you know, recycling initiatives and, you know, how do we promote the environment? So that's an ongoing event.
Yeah, Johnny Cake needs it.
Yeah. For sure. And we have a lot of great events that we do throughout the year to help our community. We have a huge food fest. It's like a fun summer food fest where we invite local vendors and people to come and sample a lot of different restaurants and recipes. That has been a huge hit. And it usually occurs every August.
Uh-huh.
So make sure you kind of watch out and check out our website for that for more information on the food fest.
And that's right in the Johnny Cake Road area?
Correct. That's actually in the parking grounds of our congregation. So we kind of clear all the vehicles and we make sure it's a safe and warm environment. And we, you know, we have security there. It's a big event. I mean, I would say easily we get close to 1,000, maybe more people that attend our food fest.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. And you said you have a school too.
We do. We have a fully accredited school. It's called the Al-Rahma School, and it's ARS for short. That is a program that serves students from nursery all the way up to 12th grade. The school has been recognized regionally and nationally. Former President Obama came and visited our school a couple of years back and gave a really nice speech to all of our students. So that was
huge. That's right. I remember that was in the news. Yeah, that got a lot of good publicity.
Absolutely.
Should.
Absolutely. And President Obama had embarked about how, you know, good the children are and how we need to stick to our ideals and principles. And I think part of their selection process for ISB for that event was the fact that we did have a school that was, you know, well maintained and well running.
Right. I mean, he was pointing at it as a model.
Yep.
As a model.
We try. I mean, we want to be a model of excellence for other congregational schools as well. And ISB is now second, third generation. It's almost become a legacy school. We have folks that are in our congregation today who were students there, and now their children are students there.
Oh.
So it's definitely very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I guess sooner or later, if you haven't already, you'll have somebody who's an alumni be a teacher.
Actually, we've already hit that milestone.
All right.
Yeah, we've had a few alumni in the past that have been teachers, and we've had folks that were part of the growth of ISB many years ago that are now part of our leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an exciting time for students to be part of Al-Rahma School. Again, we have a nursery, and then we also have a Quran Academy, which I probably didn't talk about, where we have students that spend time learning and memorizing the Quran throughout the day. And then they can also attend. We have like a homeschooling kind of adjunct curriculum that people historically have followed. We try to provide as many services as possible that we can to our students and to their faculty.
Wonderful. My goodness. You folks are doing quite a bit. Quite a bit. That's one thing about the use of the word society can mean anything, but it's really a community. It's the center of the community, isn't it?
Oh, by far, yes.
Yeah.
I know people that have moved from out of state because they've heard about the programs that ISB offers.
Such as Iowa,
yes. I got to make sure I have a shout out to my home state of Iowa. But I've also met people that have came from California.
Wow.
And I asked them, like, you moved from California here for probably a job. And they're like, yes, but, you know, we also moved here because of the services that are provided by ISB and especially the school. So people all
Wonderful.
The way from West Coast to the East Coast are hearing about the programs that we have. And it's a reflection of, I think, the community as well as the teachers. I mean, the if it weren't for wonderful teachers and administration at ISB and El Rahma School, I don't think we'd be able to garner that type of attention.
Probably. That's probably how President Obama heard of it, too, because of the reputation.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure the community has been supportive, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we, our community drives ISB. If it wasn't for their fiscal support, if it wasn't for their involvement in programs, if it wasn't for their ideas and suggestions, I don't think ISB would be where they are today. We serve easily more than 50 different nationalities.
Wow.
And over 60 different cultures and languages. And I mean, you name it, it's a part of our family. And we feel like that. Like, I'll give you an example. On Friday nights, we have pizza and wings night. So you can order pizza and have wings online. So you can go to www.isb.org/cafe and you can order food. And it's fun. Like, as you're waiting for your pizza to be ordered, you can mingle with other parents in the community. You can, you know, meet with other community members. You can talk about what's on people's mind. Our current council is a group of very young professionals. The people that were part of our council and boards historically have really laid the foundation for the society to be successful today. A lot of respect and what I would consider that stewardship is because of their efforts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious that they had an inclusive vision from the start, a comprehensive inclusive vision.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That you folks are following it very, very well. And that it's not only for the Islamic community, but for the wider community. And that's something that's I'm sure why President Obama was especially interested in pointing you folks out, because that's something we need more of.
I agree 100%. I think our interfaith programs have really taken off. If it wasn't for our non-Muslim neighbors and communities that we're trying to serve, again, we probably wouldn't be as successful. Every summer, for the last couple of years, we've had an interfaith dinner where we've invited local officials and people from other congregations. It's been a very beautiful experience. I think that's the best way to describe it, where folks from different ethnic backgrounds and religious backgrounds can, you know, congregate at ISB, have a meal together, and then listen from our partners. I mean, we consider the different religious communities to be a part of our family as well. We have to be. I think the state of Muslims around the world, let alone Maryland, the state of Maryland, is such that we are trying to be a part of the fabric that we've lived in now in the United States.
Right.
And it's essential that interfaith be promoted, that we have the right people that are going to drive the relationship building. I mean, it's all about relationships.
Yes, yes. And the Islamic Society of Baltimore needs to be commended. And I will, again, commend you folks. I've been working for a long time on interfaith and things in this community, community development things in this community. And you folks have been wonderful. You've been participatory. You've been so giving and so supportive that a shout out. Unfortunately, we're about out of time, Zuber. We're about out of time. Could you please give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure. For more information about ISB and our programs, you can call us at 410-747-4869. That's 410-747-4869, or you can visit our website at any time at www.isbforbaltimore.org, and you can find all the information of our upcoming programs and events, and especially with the holy month of Ramadan that's going to be coming up. We're very excited that you guys can be a part of it.
Absolutely, and it's a great website too. It is a great website. Unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for today on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Zubair Ansari, who's representing the Islamic Society of Baltimore, for being our guest today. Thank you, Zubair.
Thanks, Bill. It was my pleasure.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Will do.
And for living in Baltimore, let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.